Hello, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline on a recorded line. My name is Adrian. May I have the person that you are transferring, please?
Hi, Adrian. This is John, and I have a new claimant for her Depot Provera claim. Her name is Ashanta McGill.
McGill, perfect. You can go ahead and transfer Ms. McGill over.
Okay. Ms. McGill, I have Adrian on the line for you.
Hello.
Hi, Ms. McGill. Again, I'm on a recorded line. My name is Adrian. How are you doing today, Ms. McGill?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. And Ms. McGill, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I would.
Great. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Was it?
I was on it for 3 years.
Oh wow, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. McGill. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Yes, brain tumor.
Brain.
Brain tumor.
And what was the date of your diagnosis? What was that date?
July 21st, 2021.
So the date of your diagnosis I have as 7/21/2021. Is that correct?
Yes, July 21st, 2021.
Perfect. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? CT scan, MRI scan, both, or other?
I actually had both done.
Both. And what is your date of birth?
March 4th, 1999.
You said March 4th, 1999?
Correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depot Provera?
I don't.
No? No worries. And these are going to be yes or no questions here. So did you consume / use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera?
Yes.
Which injectable did you use? Depot Provera, Depot Sub-Q Provera, generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
Depo Provera.
And these are going to be yes or no questions as well. So did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
No.
So did you only use Depo Provera, correct?
Yeah,
or did you switch?
Oh,
okay, so
I was
that.
On Depo.
Okay, so is that a yes? Correct.
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? Yes or no?
Yes.
Sorry, a lot of these questions are repetitive, and they do ask a lot of these questions like in a different way, just like they just rearrange the words around.
That,
so
that's why I'm like.
You're like, I just answered this question just a second ago. But no, I do apologize for that. They just want to confirm, that you were diagnosed and these are just questions that are just in the intake here. So again, Ms. McGill, within 1 year, can you confirm you have at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
You said prior to diagnosis?
Within 1 year, can you confirm
you have at least
4 injections?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
yes.
Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date? Did you use it between?
I started using it in 2018, so yeah.
So is that a yes, correct?
Yeah, wouldn't that be, I guess it would be yes. I started using it in 2018. I'm not really quite understanding what you mean.
Sorry, it's just asking if you used it between January 1st of 1992 throughout the present date, which is today. Like, did you use it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Sorry, yeah, these questions are a little repetitive. So what was your usage start date? When did you start using Depo Provera? To your best knowledge, What was that date?
I know it was like March 2018.
March 2018. Okay, we could go ahead and just put March of 2018. And then what was your usage stop date? When did you stop?
Around like the summer, July
2021. 2021. Okay,
so... the 21st of July 2021.
Okay, so I have the start date as 3/1/2018 and your stop date as 7/21/2021. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's around that time. I don't know if it was actually like the 21st. I know for a fact it might have been sometime in July, like the beginning of July.
Okay, so would you like me just to put 7/1/2021? Just as long as we have the best estimate to your best knowledge, because I don't think a lot of people are going to remember, you know, when they stopped exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it.
No worries. Okay, so your usage start date was March 2018, and your usage stop date was July of 2021, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And your main injury or medical problem was that you advised me that you were diagnosed with meningioma, is that correct? And then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, Ms. McGill?
Can you say that one more time?
Can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Oh, female.
Female. And what is your marital status?
Single.
And your first and last name from you, please?
Asanta, A as in apple, I as in igloo, S as in Sam, H as in hat, U as in umbrella, N as in Nancy, T as in time, A as in apple.
Perfect.
And then
last
name's going to be McGill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you need my last name as well?
So I believe I have it. Is it McGill?
Yes.
Perfect. And then just to confirm, your first name is Ashanta, which is A-I-S-H-U-N-T-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then do you have a suffix in your name at all? Junior, senior, second, or third?
No.
No. And then what is your social security number?
It is 378-23-79-17.
Just to confirm, I have 378-23-79-17. Perfect. And then your primary contact email, would it be shantamcgill13@gmail.com?
Yes.
And your primary mobile phone number, would it be 678-524-5832?
Yes.
And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning and evening.
Morning. Okay, so it only lets me choose one of them. Which one would you want me to go ahead?
Okay. Evening is fine.
Evening, okay. And what is your primary full address?
4746 White, as in the color, Oak Trail.
You said light or white?
White, as in the color.
White, okay.
And then Oak, O-A-K, mm-hmm. And then Tree. I'm sorry, I said my oak trail.
No worries. Oak Trail, uh-huh.
Yes, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30088.
You said Spell Mountain?
Stone Mountain.
Stone Mountain?
Yes, like stone.
Yes,
like stone. And then mountain. Stone,
perfect.
Yeah, Georgia, 30088.
And then do you have an apartment number or building number at all?
No.
No? Okay, no worries. And just to confirm, I have 4746 White Oak Trail, Stone Mountain in the county of DeKalb County, DeKalb. And
DeKalb,
and the state of Georgia. Zip code is 30088. Is that all correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And then what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
It was at Northside Hospital. Her name is going to be Jacqueline Green.
Jacqueline Green. I have Dr. Jacqueline Green as your diagnosing doctor. And you said the facility was called what again? Sorry.
Northside Hospital.
Northside. Northside Hospital. And let's see, would that be in, I see that there's two, I believe.
Or, that was in Atlanta, Georgia, on Johnson Ferry Road.
So I have, okay, Atlanta, Georgia, perfect. Yeah, so I see Northside Hospital, Atlanta, and would the address be 1000 Johnson Ferry Road, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia?
Correct.
Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. And how's the weather in Georgia right now? Is it cold?
I actually don't know. I'm out of town right now.
Oh, no way.
In Georgia.
That's funny. And then.
But it was, when I left, though, it was like 40-something degrees.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
And Ms. McGill, do you have or did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
Before this, no.
No. And then Ms. McGill, what about your treating doctor name? Do you have a different treating doctor or is it the same?
The same.
The same. Let me go ahead and put that information here as well. And then what about your prescribing doctor's name? Is it the same or a different one?
From the person who, like, prescribed me the depo?
No, the one that's prescribing your pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah, it's the same person.
Same one?
It's
perfect.
Great.
Perfect. And then where do you get your pharmaceuticals? Where do you get your medication?
Over by my house is a CVS.
CVS. And which CVS would it be in?
Give me one second. Let me go to the map. I don't even know the address of that CVS by my house.
No worries. I could find it if you know the street, like if it was Conyers, Atlanta, Buford.
Harrison?
Which one?
I want to say Harrison.
Harrison? CVS.
On North Harrison Road.
Harrison. Okay. Let me try to find it here. Stone Mountain.
Yes, in Stone Mountain.
Yes, I have a CVS. The address here is 1140 North Hairston Road, Stone Mountain.
Correct.
Would it be that one there?
Yes.
Perfect. And then the attorney should be calling you within the next 48 hours. So just be aware of that. You should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. I will be giving you their direct line as well, and as well as their name after I go ahead and send this over to you. And then we're almost done here. Do you have, would you like to go ahead and put anything on your medical notes at all or no?
Exactly. Can you say that one more time?
Would you like to go ahead and put anything in your medical notes for the attorneys?
Oh, no, you're fine.
No, no worries. And then do you have a copy of
they're going to call me in like 48 hours?
Correct, yes. So they're going to be receiving your intake form. As soon as I submit this, it's going to be sent to their office. And then they'll have 2 days to review your information. They'll call you once, you know, they have all your information. They have everything gathered up for you. And then they're going to pretty much explain to you who they are, what they're going to do on your behalf. And then, you know, I'm going to give you their direct line as well. So whenever you want an update on your case, you can go ahead and call them directly and they'll give you an update. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Perfect, Ms. McGill. And I'll make sure to send you my direct line as well at the end of this phone call. So that way, if you have any questions, concerns, I'd love to assist you as well, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
I actually don't, but I don't have them with me. So I will be able to get them to you when I get back in town, though.
Okay, great. No worries. And could you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both to the attorneys if they do ask?
Either way.
both. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Yeah, you can put my sister.
Your sister? And do you live with your sister?
I don't.
No. And what is your sister's name?
Her name is Ki. Like K-I.
K-I. And what is her last name?
Yeah. Thompson. T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
And then her phone number, please.
Her phone number is 315-521-4576.
And then just to confirm, I have Key Thompson, phone number 315-521-4576, and your relationship with her is that she is your sister, correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then do you happen to know her email and address by any chance?
I don't know that information.
Well, I'll go ahead and just put your address just because it does require me to put something there. So if you don't mind, I can go ahead and put your information in those spots.
Okay, that's fine.
Perfect. So I'm just going to go ahead and review that I have everything in the agreement correct with you and just confirm everything with you while I have you on the line. And then I will be sending to you a copy via email and text message. And then I'll walk you through it on how to do the DocuSign. It should only take about a minute. But I did just want to confirm that I have the agreement and everything here correct. So let me go ahead and just confirm everything with you first. And then, so I have Miss McGill, Ashanta McGill, which is A-I-S-H-U-N-T-A, McGill, M-C, capital G-I-L-L. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And I have a street address as 4746 White Oak Trail, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30088. Telephone number is 678-524-5832. Email address is first last name, 13@gmail.com. Was that all correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And then I have the date of birth as 3/4/1999. Social is 378-23-79-17. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So let me know when you receive that and go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already.
Okay, we'll take it.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, I did receive that.
Perfect. So go ahead and click the link that's in that text message. And then once that DocuSign webpage opens up, it'll redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. And then please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen, and you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. At the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. So just make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the square. And once you do that, go ahead and click adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature for every square. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then you may have
okay.
To... Okay. Oh, perfect. And then let me know, you may get to an initial field. You might have to do initials if it does ask you for it, but just do the exact same thing you did for the signatures. And then at the top right of your screen, the yellow box should say finish once you're done with all that. If it says next, you may have skipped a field, and you can just go ahead and click next, and it'll redirect you to the field you skipped.
But, okay, so I just hit finish.
Okay, so once you hit submit or finish, it should say that you have finished it. Perfect, yes. So it does say that you have
completed.
Perfect, yes. It does say that you have completed it here on my end as well. So I thank you for that, Ms. McGill. I'm going to go ahead and give you the law firm that you've been assigned to and the direct line to you. So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand.
Okay, I do.
Perfect. So the law firm you've been assigned to is named Pulaski, which is P-U-L-A-S-K-I, Pulaski Legal, which is a law firm you've been assigned to, and their direct line is 909-906-3862. Again, that's 909-906-3862. And again, Ms. McGill, I do thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'll be sure to send you a text message right after this phone call with my direct line as well. So if you have any questions or concerns, you'll have it there. But as of right now, you are assigned to that law firm. So if you want an update on your case, you could always feel free and contact them. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect, Ms. McGill.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, and I do again thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and Merry Christmas to you, Ms. McGill.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.